6 months after Hurricane Maria, evacuees from Puerto Rico are still looking for affordable places to live. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, they most likely won't be able to turn to the government for long-term housing help.
Luis Luna is sitting in a kitchen at a Hartford Church Center. It's where he, his girlfriend, and their son plan to live until something better comes along. They've been without a home ever since Hurricane Maria ripped up their apartment in Puerto Rico. The center has given them a room with a bed and a bathroom for free until August.
We're going through a bad dream right now. We're going through a lot.
Luna works nights stocking shelves at a grocery store.
The job I got is not even enough to pay the whole rent.
And even though the state and federal governments offer public housing, there aren't any units available. And the waiting list for housing subsidies, that's known as Section 8, are hundreds of people long.
I did went to Section 8, and all they told me was that the list is closed and that they have more than 700 people waiting on those lists.
This housing crunch is not something that's new. Kylie Gosselin is the City of Hartford's Acting Director of Development Services.
As evidenced by the years-long wait list that most public housing authorities across the country, and especially in metropolitan areas, a drastic need for more vouchers or for more subsidized housing for folks who qualify.
And now Puerto Rican evacuees throughout the country, not just Hartford, are walking into the situation. Connecticut as a whole has been given 7,000 vouchers from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, but they're all taken up. To get one, a person would be added to a waiting list, and some waiting lists are organized by preference. Suzanne Piacentini is Connecticut's HUD field director.
Housing authorities, including, again, the City of Hartford's program, are allowed to have and establish local preferences that are, you know, among a list that are allowed by HUD. And it's up to the local community to choose where they would like to have or not have preferences.
Kylie Gosselin says Hartford's Division of Housing has two preferences when it comes to the waiting list. Individuals suffering chronic homelessness go first, followed by families experiencing homelessness. To be considered chronically homeless, you have to be homeless for a year or more, and you have to have a serious mental illness. But for now, evacuees won't meet that standard. So what about that second preference, families experiencing homelessness? Kylie Gosselin.
Many of the families from Puerto Rico, again, may be or become eligible for the preferences.
When families get here, they're told to call 211 for housing assistance. After going through a network of nonprofits, Journey Home would issue families a voucher if they qualified for a preference. But first, those nonprofits would attempt what's called shelter diversion. They'd help evacuees exhaust temporary solutions, like living with family members that already have a place. Matt Morgan is Journey Home's executive director. Because of how the protocol is followed, he says not one Puerto Rican evacuee family has yet been matched to a housing voucher.
There's about 550 people that call every week to 211 who are in Greater Hartford and seeking housing or shelter assistance. And we only have between 5 or 10 openings in housing programs per week.
Janiel Terron says that if our new Puerto Rican neighbors don't get a much-needed housing boost, they won't be able to grow in their community. She's the executive director of the Center for Latino Progress.
Housing is very critical for everyone because that brings stability. Once you belong to a neighborhood, if you have children, your children can go to the school in that neighborhood. They don't have to be transferred from one side to another. Once you have an address, you have an opportunity to build your resume and have a place where they can reach you as well.
Luis Luna was lucky enough to get a job before he found a place. He says he does a little better than minimum wage, but that's not going to cut it when rent is between $750 and $900 a month.
We're really not getting the right help.
Luis says he feels like the government would rather him go back to Puerto Rico than help him find his own place. But he's staying. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.